At a press conference today with the fit, glamorous, and health-conscious First Lady Michelle Obama, the largest retailer in the world, Walmart, announced that it will cut both sugar and fat from many of its food items. All right, that sounds well and good, but was this really a business decision? Does Walmart really think that by selling supposedly healthier food, it will maximize profits for its shareholders? Or is this an effort to keep the White House, the food police, and maybe even the labor unions off its back? To my Freedom Fighters, Fox Business Network reporter, my colleague and friend Ashley Webster, Reason Magazine senior editor Catherine Mangu Ward, and Roosevelt Institute fellow making her premier visit to Freedom Watch, Lynn Paramore. Welcome here, team. Catherine, to you first. I mean, can't you really see right through this? This is sort of like Joe Biden saying to BP, give us the $20 billion or we'll take it. The president, through his wife of all people, says to Walmart, start selling what we want you to sell or we'll make it illegal for you to sell the other stuff.
That's exactly what's going on. When I was a little kid, my mom used to say, you have two choices. You can do it happily or I'll make you. And I think that's exactly what's going on right now. Michelle Obama is essentially posing as the nation's mom. With, you know, perhaps the authority of Barack as dad behind her and saying, you know, you can introduce healthy food happily and have a big press conference and everyone can smile, or we'll make you.
Got it. Lynn, do you accept that? Do you think that Walmart, which employs more people than anybody in the United States outside the federal government, would cave to something like that?
I don't think Walmart is caving to the First Lady. I think what's going on here is that Walmart sees a great opportunity to use the First Lady to sell its products. I mean, who is really using who here? I think that Walmart has suffered from some negative publicity. An economist down at University of North Carolina did a study that showed when a super Walmart moves to a community, people gain an average of 2 pounds. Bad news for Walmart. I think they're trying to clean up their image, and they're using the First Lady's credibility to do
all
that.
Right. Ashley, before you reply, and I know you want to reply, take a look at the screen. We are putting up on the screen posters, thousands of which descended upon Washington, D.C. today. No Walmart on Georgia Avenue, a street in Washington. No Walmart in D.C. March on the developer's house, and then there's a bullseye with a smiley face on it, and then it gives today, and it tells you exactly where to meet tonight. Is that pressure? Who is that?
Yeah, I mean, and using a bullseye, very inappropriate in this current environment. There's no doubt about it. I find this whole thing very strange. There's nothing wrong with encouraging kids to eat healthy and to exercise more. But to get together with Walmart, I find interesting and very hypocritical from the Obamas. These are the people who made Walmart out to be the big evil empire. They're anti-union. I'm sure the union groups do not like this at all. It's basically Walmart saying, look, they've already lost market share. They're hurting. They're helping. They're using the First Lady here.
Interesting point that Ashley makes, Catherine. The unions probably would have preferred a battle, which would allow them to get their nose, the camel's nose, under the tent in Walmart. They would have preferred that Walmart did not cave to the mighty federal government out of the lovely mouth of Mrs. Obama.
And in that sense, this is a business decision. Walmart's trying to avoid controversy. And the fact is, they're actually succeeding brilliantly. Michael Jacobson, who is the sort of self-appointed food cop of the United States at the Center for Science and the Public Interest, Michael Jacobson said something nice about Walmart today. I'm pretty sure that that's the first time that's ever happened, and maybe the last time it ever will. So, you know, they're getting some good PR out of it. It's not to say, you know, Walmart is smart. They can make money on this stuff. But I still think they're doing it under duress, and that's not how capitalism should work.
Lynn, is it any of the federal government's business what we eat? If Walmart wants to sell me a product that I am willing to buy, where in the Constitution can the federal government interfere with that? Did we create a government to tell us how to eat?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I think there might be a market failure in this case. There's not perfect information. I mean, I looked at a package of cocoa when I drank it this morning, and I looked at the ingredients. I didn't know what half of them were. So imagine, you know, the kids in these, some of the communities that are underprivileged and the schools are for nothing.
But
how are they going to really
be able to? The job of the federal government, the same people that mismanage the post office and Amtrak and Social Security, Ashley.
This is the same people who sue McDonald's for making them fat. Where is the personal responsibility? If you don't buy it, don't buy it, because if it's not good for you, don't buy it. Don't eat it. Well, I don't need the federal government to tell me what I can and can't.
But if people do rely on the federal government, there'll be less personal responsibility.
That's true.
All right, hang with us, guys, during the break. We got another hot one coming up. Social Security is such a sacred cow. Most Republicans and Democrats refuse to make the tough decisions needed to rein in this budget buster. But wait until you find out about the one politician actually willing to take on the third rail Ponzi scheme. This is going to shock you as to who this guy is. They're laughing. They know. We're back with my freedom fighters next. Now, you're not going to believe this. Of all the people in Washington who are open to reforming Social Security, who would have guessed that it is President Obama? The president has hinted that he might be willing to make cuts in the holiest of sacred cows in American politics. But this is not sitting well with many of his liberal Democratic colleagues. To my freedom fighters, Webster, Mangu Ward, and Paramore. Paramore, to you first. What will liberal Democrats do when the most liberal president in modern times is willing to cut or tamper with or modify or change Social Security?
I think he might only lose his base. He'll lose a large portion of the American public, the majority of whom don't want their Social Security messed with at all. If you look at the trustees report from 2010, there's nothing wrong with Social Security.
Does he lose you if he cuts Social Security? Does he lose middle-of-the-road Democrats who almost always vote for the Democrat, whether he's a conservative Democrat or, if there is such a thing, or a liberal Democrat as this president is?
I think he's really playing with fire. Yes, he is going to lose the base, and he's going to lose a lot of other people along with the base.
Catherine, do the Tea Party folks in the House of Representatives have the political chutzpah to go along with the president and cut the sacred cow of Social Security? Put aside defense, we're just talking about the core of what every big government person in both parties believes in. Will they cut it?
I sure hope so. I mean, the fact that we're even having this discussion is unbelievable. The fact that we're talking about a Democratic president who concedes that we're going to have to make cuts to Social Security, and the fact that that's in the context of a Republican-dominated House means people are finally waking up to the fact that we are just in deep, deep trouble here, and they're willing to try anything,
all right,
and including these high-risk strategy for Obama.
Ashley, this is not Bill Clinton in 94.
No.
With a Congress where both houses are controlled by the opposite party. The Democrats still control the Senate. What do you make of what the president is doing? Has he suddenly recognized economics 101, or does he just know how to read election returns, or could he possibly believe that by attacking his base he's going to get reelected?
No, it's a very interesting, I mean, I felt that he's coming more and more to the center with each passing day, with each passing week, and I think this exemplifies it more than anything at all. He is playing with fire. He is going to lose his political base, and he refuses to say it's off the table. We don't really have a sense of where his stand is right now.
Right.
But the fact that he's even open to it shows a major shift, and I think is really going to hurt in 2012.
Is this like Nixon going to China, where only a conservative Republican president could have opened up China? I mean, if Ronald Reagan had suggested tampering with Social Security, if George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush or even Bill Clinton had, it would have been the death knell of their political careers. How can Barack Obama get away with this?
I don't think he is going to get away with it, to tell you the truth. And again, Social Security is not broken. The trustees report from 2010, which no one disagrees with, shows that
Everybody knows that the government doesn't have the money, Ms. Paramore.
That is not true. People pay into it. It's not a handout. People pay into the system. It's not the government distributing
money. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's Bernie Madoff on a grand scale. The government doesn't hold your money. As soon as the money of a 26-year-old comes in, it goes out to an 85-year-old.
Beyond all the political doublespeak, this is really about the financial sector, which wants to charge fees on transactions for private brokerage accounts. That's what it's really about.
All right. Got it. Ashley Webster, Catherine Mangu Ward, Lynn Paramore, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.